My brother Hari mentioned a little bit about this, but I just want to thank those who came to the aid of this facility, this place in which we worship, with the windstorm. And I thank God that we didn't suffer as much damage as some other places did, but we did suffer a little bit. But there were those who came out and met the needs that need to be attended to right away. There's still a couple items that need to be addressed, but they can't be done while the winds are still whipping and so around the way that they are. So, but I just want to thank those men who came out, the men of Roberts who came out and got the boiler and things like that situated, and Will for coming out. And most of those of you who have been here before, there we have some stairs that go down to our fellowship area, and that whole thing was just covered with snow. All right, drifted in, so it was like up to here in snow. And so thank you, Will, for coming out and doing that. I just want to say, Will, some of you don't know, but Will is a little ways from here. All right. And I got to find out how far he lives when I went out to his house. I've been out to his house a couple of times. And I'm like, man, this reminds me of the day when I was a kid and we used to drive this same distance to worship every Sunday. But Will, no, he lives out in Willow. All right. And, you know, it's one thing to say Willow, but then drive out there. All right. So it's one thing to get to Willow, but then you go back out into the pawpaw patch to where he lives, all right? He lives down the holler. So I thank you for your sacrifice, Will, in coming in and doing what you do. I have some shout-outs from Miss Louise. I spoke with her, and she's doing better than when she first went in. She still has those blood clots, but she sends her loves. And she tells everybody hello, along with her, Wayne and Ruth McDonald spoke with Ruth. She's just wanting to know how everyone's doing. And she says, please tell everyone I said hello. So the cherry on top is for those of you who were here when I came aboard, Pastor Bob and Flora Tornquist, they said, I had a long conversation with him yesterday, and they're doing just fine. You know, just, you know, he's sharing his adventures and there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he's enjoying the place in which he's worshiping there. And he said initially, now I know he meant this from his heart of hearts, right? But he goes, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to go there and I'm just going to, he didn't say chill out, but he, you know, basically he said, I'm just going to chill out. I'm just going to be, you know, my pastoring days, my teaching days are over. I'll bring in my Bible and be a pew potato, basically. So in our conversation yesterday, he goes, yeah, when I was doing communion, I'm like, okay, so I thought you weren't doing anything. So just know that his physical state is not keeping him from being a child of God and being in ministry. He might be blind, but his heart, there's nothing wrong with his heart. So he sends his love to each and every one of you, and I promised him that I would do that. All right. This morning, we're going to look at how living with wisdom, to live with wisdom. That's what we're going to look at. And then we're going to start off in James, the first chapter, verses 1 through 5. I just didn't want to single out just the one verse, to bring it out of context. But let me share that with you this morning. You can turn your Bibles to follow along with me. It says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Heavenly Father, this morning as we dive into your word, I pray that your word would affix itself to us, that it wouldn't just not go in one ear and out the other ear, that we would live it out. And so, Father, this morning, this time here, I pray that you would give me the words to say, only your words and nothing more, but nothing less. In your name I pray, amen. So today we're going to talk about wisdom. Wisdom described in my ESV study Bible, it says wisdom as in the Old Testament is a God-given and God-centered discernment regarding the practical uses in life. Wisdom comes from prayer, and God helps us in that. There's a lot of different things that people are looking for in this new year, 2022. You know, a lot of people are like saying, okay, I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to start reading more. I'm going to start going to the gym more. And for some of us, it's like, well, I was going to go to the gym, but the winds came, and so the gym is closed. So But then, you know, there's the people that are, you know, the guy that's on the scales, and he's on the scales going, and then his wife is like, oh my goodness, what's he sucking in? That doesn't make him any lighter, you know. And she's kind of laughing at him, right? And she's like, what are you doing sucking your stomach in like that? He goes, it's not going to make you lighter. He goes, I know, I can't see the numbers on the scale when they're like, when I'm out like this. I gotta suck it in. Well, let's talk about wisdom. Let's look at wisdom. Let's get into God's word and see what it says about wisdom and how we can apply this wisdom and how we can get this wisdom. So that we can live life differently, not just for the year 2020, but for the rest of our lives. We must be seeking wisdom. It is essential. It's an essential ingredient to be successful in a Christian life, to have that wisdom. So in that, there is this invitation that we see in the first part of our reading. It says, James starts, it says, If any of you, it says in verse 5, God's wisdom is available to his children, but they must sense the need to ask and receive it. You've got to ask. And he says, hey, it's there for everyone. Wisdom, like patience, is not automatically applied. I no longer pray for patience. I pray for wisdom. I pray for wisdom. Not just this invitation for wisdom is just not for those who are rich, or not just for the poor, not just for the ones who serve God, not just for the babes in Christ. It says, if any of you, so right off the bat, this message is applicable to everyone. It's applicable to fathers, to moms, grandmoms, grandpas. It's applicable to everyone. This invitation is made out to everyone. So don't say, oh, well, you didn't invite me. No, the Bible says right here in his word, to everyone. And with that, there's this application to what he says. You continue, James continues, he says, if any of you lacks wisdom, All right. It says James is about to tell us what to do if we find ourselves lacking wisdom. We are to go. If we want something, we will need to take the steps to find what God wants for us in seeking His wisdom. We need to realize that God is the source. We need to realize that God is the source. And I'm going to illustrate this. When I first did this, I was testing this light with a three prong outside, but then this extension cord doesn't have a three song receptor. So I was ready, but I guess I wasn't. What I want to illustrate here is that He's a source. He's a source. A source that's reliable. And we've got to connect with Him. I think so often we think we're connected. So if I do this with the cord, are we connected? That's kind of like the same people say, well, I know God. If I do this, does that make me connected? No, because it's the same kind of thought with people who say, well, Pastor, I go to church. I tithe. I do this for the church, I do that, but are you connected? You're not connected until you are connected to the source. And when you're connected to the source, you can tell. Oops. You can tell. Just as quickly as you can tell you're connected to the source, you can tell that you're not. Unlike what we experienced this last week, you don't ever have to worry about that source failing. That source we get from Him is 24/7. Do you get me? You've got to be connected. You have to tap into the source. You must seek Him with all your will. It's no good to say, hey, I want wisdom, but you're not connected to that source. You're just not going to get it. Well, what's the result of that? The request. So if we lack wisdom, James explains, we should ask God. This could be translated that we should continually be asking God, what should I do? Where will I go? God, what do you want from me? God, show me the right thing to do in this certain situation. Father, I'm telling you, more and more, since I've taken on this role, have I sought Him for wisdom on a lot of things. And sometimes it's just like, okay, Father, I'm getting ready to go into this household. Please tell me what I should say. And please tell me what I'm not to say. Because there's a lot of things fleshy. I have a lot of advice, all right, that I could give, right? Like, don't we all? But sometimes all the things that you have, all that wisdom you have, God's like, man, that's not going to work. Well, why don't you try the wisdom I can impart on you? And if you ask Him, and you go to Him before you get into the situation, instead of getting into the situation and then saying, oh, man, I should have asked Father for some advice. I should have asked Him for some wisdom. show me what I am to do. Now, granted, remember that our Father did give you a brain, so you don't have to ask him every single thing, like, okay, should I wear this shirt with this pants, all right? Or do I have to wear matching socks, all right? The answer is yes, but maybe not. He's there for you. God, show me the right thing to do in every situation. Asking God for wisdom is a never-ending prayer request. Father, help me today. Or minute by minute, what am I supposed to do? Seeking God's face will bring us to the point of absolute dependence on him, which is exactly where our weaknesses are made strong. You say, hey, I know I'm not all of that, but with you, Heavenly Father, oh man, what can't we conquer? What can't be conquered? We have this promise. Wisdom is available to all who desire it, and if you're willing to daily continue to ask for it, he will give it to you. God gives it liberally. And it says in Scripture, without reproach, when we ask God for wisdom, it is given. He will generously give it to us, liberally. And in 2 Corinthians 8, to describe how the Macedonian churches gave generously or liberally to others, it's right there in 2:9. It says they gave generously. And if you know the story, it says that those there, they didn't have anything. They didn't have a lot to give. The story says, hey, we have a couple coins, but he's got a couple coins and they've got a couple coins. I've got a blanket. Whatever is needed for the cause, we'll give to you. And Paul says, man, you gave generously. You gave liberally. You gave beyond your means. I want to tell you to stop giving, but you just they even ask, can we give more? Scripture goes on to say, if you sow generously, so you shall there reap. The word means to God to give liberally out of the abundance of his riches. To give in abundance. I don't know if I shared this story with you before, but you'll have to listen to it again. I was at an AGA meeting up in Fairbanks, and I happened to be the pastor while we're waiting for the next pastor to come, all right? And so we're meeting, and each time we meet, we have this time where each pastor gets to share what's going on in their area, right? And so everyone else is a little bit more reverent than I am. I mean, I'm a youth pastor, right? But I'm the pastor for Fairhill at the time. And so I was just telling everybody, I'm like, man, God has just been blessing me, or blessing this church. So, I mean, he's blessing us abundantly. And I went up and I took a 55-gallon garbage can and I set up on the table. I'm like, he's just dumping blessings on us all the time. Everybody's like, look at this nut. But I was like, that's what it means when he says he gives it to you generously. He gives it to you liberally. He's not holding anything back. He's not wanting to hold anything back. God gives us to us regardless of our condition, regardless of our status, regardless of our actions. He finds no fault in us when we come to him laying down our lives before him. Do you remember when we pray, our Father? And who? Yes, there you go. Our Father, Abba, Father, Daddy. What parent? Maybe I would say they're in the minority, but most of the parents that I know, they're willing to give everything to their kids. Sometimes things that don't even make sense. I'm going to stop there. But we know that when we give what we give to them, we know that they'll enjoy it. A smile will come on their face. And much like our Heavenly Father, He's like, let me bless you with this. I know you need a house to stay in. I know you need a vehicle to get from here to there. I know you need to make this happen. Let me do this for you. And when He does, we're like, look at what happened. Right? Because our Father gives liberally to those who are connected to Him. You got to be connected. We get into this part of the evidence of all of this. In James 3:13 through 18, it says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be a false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is pure, then peaceful, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make what James is saying here is wisdom looks like practically here in this text. There's no place for envy or strife within true wisdom. Wisdom yields recognizable fruit. There's recognizable fruit from those who seek wisdom from our Heavenly Father, and He gives it to you. There's going to be good fruit from that. Not the earthly fruit that's vile, but righteous fruit. Wisdom yields that recognizable fruit for the righteous. If we go through life with God's wisdom, we will have the power source that will deliver us through the trials. Oh, yes. Some of us are already facing trials in 2022. This windstorm has put some trials on us. Ask Him. Ask Him for His wisdom through that. When you follow His God, when you follow His lead, when you follow Him, there'll be victories. You know the song, "There's Victory in Jesus"? Because there's wisdom in Him. And it's not only that, but we are called upon ourselves to help others see that wisdom. When we exhibit that wisdom that we pray for and that we display, there'll be others that'll be asking, "I see the way you handled that. How did you come by that type of wisdom?" Well, I'm glad you asked. You see, I have a Father. Whenever I'm looking for wisdom or I need wisdom, I just go to Him and say, "Daddy, I need some help. I'm trying to sort this out, but every time it's not just coming up right. So Father, Daddy, would you help me? Would you give me the wisdom that I need to speak to that man, that woman, my wife, my husband, my children?" You see, the heart of a wise Christian always results from the power of the Holy Spirit in the house. I can stand here all day and tell you what you need to do about salvation, about a godly life, about living a victorious life, about how to live differently. But my friend, unless you step out in faith and tap on that power, on that source, you'll never know the wisdom that's available to you. Father God, this morning, your wisdom is something that each and every one of us seek. And in your word, in James, that same chapter, that in that sixth verse of chapter one, it says, and when you ask for wisdom, ask knowing that it's going to come to you. Don't be wishy-washy about it. So, Father, when we come to you, I pray that when we come to you, we come to you asking wisdom with the expectation of knowing that you're going to provide to us, for us, what we need to know. Because as your word says, you don't hold anything back. And you give it liberally. You give it generously. So, Father, let us follow your example. Let us be, in 2022, your hands and feet, in that we would give to those who are in need liberally. In your name I pray. Amen.